Today we have with us His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhuji, and he would be enlightening us with the Srimad Bhagavatam 4.7.39. There in the call.
Please mute the phone. Dandavat Pranam, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for joining the call today, Prabhu, and thank you for all your valuable association today. Could you please take over the call from here?
Yes, Mataji. Thank you very much. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayet. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavatir uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishthiki. Krishnaya vasudevaya devaki nandanaya cha nanda gopakumaraya Govindaya namo namaha. Namo pankajana bhaya, namo pankaja maline. Namo pankaja netraya, namaste pankajangraye. Aradhyo bhagavan vraje shatanayas taddham vrindavanam. Ramya kachidupasana vrajavadhu vargenaya kalpita. Srimad Bhagavatam pramanamamalam premaha pumarto mahan. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhor matamidam tatradaranapara.
Hare Krishna. I would like to offer my respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of all the devotees who are listening. Thank you very much for this opportunity to serve all of you. We are continuing our study of Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam. We are on fourth canto, chapter 7. Verse number 39. We will be doing one verse today. Verse number 39. Lord Vishnu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has appeared at the place where Daksha and all the demigods are performing sacrifice, Yajna. And at the Yajna Shala, everyone is offering prayers to the Supreme Lord, Shri Vishnu. Shivji offered prayers, Brahmaji offered prayers, Daksha Prajapati offered prayers, and everybody else, the rishis, the performers of the sacrifice, their wives, everyone is offering prayers. So today we are reading the prayer offered by the great mystics. The yogis, they are offering prayer. So they are saying,
Jagadudbhava sthiti layeshu daivato bahu bhidyamana gunayatma mayaya rachitatma bhedamataye स्वसंस्थया विनिवर्तित ब्रह्म गुणात्मने नमः.
वर्ड टू वर्ड. जगत द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड, उद्भव क्रिएशन, स्थिति मेंटेनेंस, लयेषु इन एनिहिलेशन, दैवतः डेस्टिनी, बहु मेनी, भिद्यमान बीइंग वेराइगेटेड, गुणया बाय मटेरियल क्वालिटीज, आत्मा मायया बाय हिज मटेरियल एनर्जी, रचित प्रोड्यूस्ड आत्मा इन द लिविंग एंटिटीज, भेद मतये हु प्रोड्यूस डिफरेंट इंक्लिनेशंस, स्वस्वम स्थया बाय हिज इंटरनल पोटेंसी, विनिवर्तित caused to stop, Brahma interaction, guna of material modes, atmane unto him in his personal form, namaha obeisances. Translation and purport by his divine grace Srila Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. We offer our respectful obeisances unto the Supreme, who has created varieties of manifestations and put them under the spell of the three qualities of the material world in order to create, maintain, and annihilate them. He himself is not under the control of the external energy. In his personal feature, he is completely devoid of the variegated manifestation of material qualities, and he is under no illusion of false identification. Purport. Two situations are described in this verse. One is the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of the material world, and the other is the Lord's own establishment. There is also quality in the Lord's own establishment, the kingdom of God. It is stated here that Goloka is his personal situation. There is also quality in Goloka, but that quality is not divided into creation, maintenance, and annihilation. In the external energy, the interaction of the three qualities makes it possible for things to be created, maintained, and annihilated. But in the spiritual world or the kingdom of God, there is no such exhibition. Since everything is eternal, sentient, and blissful, there is a class of philosophers who misunderstand the appearance of the personality of Godhead within this material world. They are under the impression that when the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears, he is under the spell of the three qualities, like all the other living entities who appear within this material world. That is their misunderstanding. As it is clearly stated here, swasamsthaya, by his internal potency, he is transcendental to all these material qualities. Similarly, in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, I appear by my internal potency. Both the internal and external potencies are under the control of the Supreme. So he does not come under the control of either of these potencies. Rather, everything is under his control. In order to manifest his transcendental name, form, quality, pastimes, and paraphernalia, he brings into action his internal energy. On account of the variegatedness of the external potency, there are manifestations of many qualitative demigods, beginning with Brahma and Lord Shiva. And people are attracted to these demigods according to their own material quality. But when one is transcendental or surpasses the material qualities, he is simply fixed in the worship of the Supreme Personality. This fact is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Anyone engaged in the service of the Lord is already transcendental to the variegatedness and interaction of the three material qualities. The summary is that the conditioned souls are being pulled by the action and reaction of the material qualities which create a differentiation of energies. But in the spiritual world, the worshipable one is the Supreme Lord and no one else.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna
I would like to offer my sincere gratitude to all of you for giving me this opportunity to serve you. Srimad Bhagavatam, Sunday morning. And I would also like to very humbly beg for your blessings so that by the power of your blessings I may become empowered for the next few minutes to speak in such a way that our discussion on Srimad Bhagavatam is pleasing to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. So today we read one verse from the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. We will discuss a little bit about this verse, and then in a couple of days is the very auspicious Disappearance Day of two great personalities. On the day of Ekadashi, there is a disappearance of two great personalities. Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Gauridas Pandit. Srila Rupa Goswami is our principal acharya of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Therefore, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, all of us, are called Rupa Nugas. Anuga means to follow. And Rupanuga means the followers of Rupa Goswami. As Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we are all supposed to follow in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami. So Srila Rupa Goswami, there is so much to speak about him. And because the disappearance day of Srila Rupa Goswami and Gauridas Pandit falls on the same day, generally we speak about Rupa Goswami and we don't get opportunity to speak and glorify Srila Gauridas Pandit that much. So Rupa Goswami, we can glorify in the subsequent classes. Today, we will discuss about today's verse. The verse is philosophical. It is important to understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And after that, for the majority of the class, for 10 minutes we will discuss about today's verse, and then remaining 40-50 minutes, we will discuss about Srila Gauridas Pandit. By talking about Krishna Leela or Gaura Leela, by talking about the activities of the intimate associates of Krishna, our hearts become purified, our hearts get charmed by hearing these sweet pastimes of Krishna and his devotees, and also we derive immense inspiration from the devotional activities of these great souls. So it is very essential to hear Leela. There are two things. There is philosophy, tattva, and then there is Leela or pastimes. Both are essential. Both are essential. It is very, very much imperative to be firmly grounded in the philosophy, to be firmly, to have a nice strong foundation of Tattva Siddhanta. At the same time, our whole parampara is all about Bhakti Rasa, Bhakti Rasamrita. And the Rasacharya, the Acharya who teaches us about Bhakti Rasa, the Rasacharya is Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. So Leela Shravan is very essential. The beauty of hearing Krishna Leela is that we not only feel attracted to the divine transcendental activities of Krishna, but through these activities, through these pastimes, we also learn philosophy. That is the beauty of hearing Krishna Leela. It includes both. It not only includes Leela, but it also includes philosophy. For example, if I tell you, my dear friends, we should be very careful not to offend anyone. Because if we offend anyone, that offense will come back to us. Every action has an opposite reaction. This is the law of karma. However, if we offend a devotee, the karma comes back to us many folds more. The karma gets multiplied and it comes back to us and haunts us. This is the philosophy. But now, if I tell you the Sundar Kand of Ramayana, and I tell you how Ravan offended a great Vaishnava, a great devotee, Hanumanji. He spoke harshly to him. And he tried to harm him by burning his tail. But Hanumanji was constantly thinking of how may I serve Shri Shri Sitaram. In this situation, when my tail is ablaze, my tail has been wrapped in cotton cloth, saturated with flammable oils, and it has been set on fire with the help of torch. It's blazing fire. In this situation, how may I serve them? Yes, I can serve them by setting fire to Lanka to teach Ravan a good lesson, to show him what is the strength of the servant of Sri Ram. What is the strength of Ramdas? What is the strength of Ramdut? He should understand the glories of my Ram. So let me show him some strength. Let me burn down his Lanka. And the entire Lanka, except Ashokvan, where Mother Sita was living. Everything else was burned down. Ravan gave a small flame punishment to the tail of Hanumanji. But what Ravan got back in return was his palace was burned down, his entire kingdom, everything was burned down. He lost everything in a matter of minutes. Therefore, if we offend a devotee, we get a severe reaction back. So just see, there is philosophy where you can understand philosophy, but when you hear Leela, you not only hear Leela, you not only feel attracted to Krishna, but you also understand philosophy from Leela. So Leela does both. So for the next few minutes, we will try to discuss the philosophy of today's verse, which is very important. And then we will glorify Srila Gauridas Pandit. Because by glorifying Srila Gauridas Pandit, our hearts will be attracted to the eternal activities of Krishna. Janma karma chame divyam evam yove ti tattvatah tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mam eti. So Arjuna, one who understands the transcendental nature of my birth and activities does not, upon giving up this present material body, take birth again in the material world, but comes back to me. We all want to go back home, back to Godhead. We all want to develop Krishna Prem. For that, we have to hear Krishna Leela. We have to hear Krishna's pastimes. Then we will know what are Krishna's activities, the activities on which we want to meditate upon, the activities in which hopefully in a purified state, sometime in the future, we want to participate in. So we must hear Krishna's activities, Krishna Leela. It not only attracts our heart, but also teaches us many valuable principles of philosophy. So in today's verse, in the translation, we see that Srila Prabhupada is saying that the material world is under the spell of three qualities. What are the three qualities? The three gunas, sattva-gun, rajo-gun, and tamo-gun. And then Prabhupada says, these are there in order to create, maintain, and annihilate. In order to cause creation, maintenance, and annihilation in the material world, these three material modes are there. Mode of goodness, mode of passion, and mode of ignorance. Sattva-gun, rajo-gun, and tamo-gun. How is that? Rajogun, mode of passion, is required for creation. If you want to start your own company, if you want to start your own business, if you want to buy your own house, if you want to create anything, you need some passion. You need some passion to create something. You have to be passionate about it. You have to be enthusiastic. You have to deal with finances. You have to deal with people. You have to manage things in order to create something in this material world. So creation requires passion. If you talk to some people who are successful in their business or in their career, they will say, oh, I am passionate about this. I am passionate about acting. I am passionate about my startup, or I'm passionate about basketball or cricket or whatever. To create anything, to create a career, to create a team, to create a company, you need passion. So passion is required for creation. And ignorance, mode of ignorance, tamogun, is required for destruction. When we are in the mode of ignorance, when we are in the mode of darkness, laziness, selfishness, there is destruction. We may create a big company. We may create a spiritual institution. But if we become complacent, if we become lazy, if we lose sight of the supreme truth, if we don't have Krishna in the center, if we become envious, if we want to destroy others, harm others, these are all signs of ignorance, symptoms of mode of ignorance. If we have any of these qualities, envy of others, anger towards others, anger is a big one. If we are lazy, negligent, complacent, angry, envious, there will be destruction. So destruction requires mode of ignorance. And the symptoms of mode of ignorance are laziness, lack of knowledge, bewilderment, envy towards others, anger towards others, wanting to harm others, ulterior motive. These are all symptoms of mode of ignorance. So mode of passion causes creation. Mode of ignorance causes destruction in this world. And to maintain anything, you need a mode of goodness. Mode of goodness is symptomatized by knowledge, by truthfulness, by peace, love. These are symptoms of mode of goodness, satisfaction, being everybody's well-wisher, being situated in truth. Supreme truth is Krishna. So if we want to maintain anything, my dear friends, if we want to maintain our bhakti, if we want to maintain our institution, if we want to maintain our family, if we want to maintain our reputation, if we want to maintain our business, anything, we have to be situated in the mode of goodness. And when we are Krishna conscious, that is not just Satvagun, that is Shuddha Satvagun. It is mode of pure goodness. If we simply give charity without expecting anything in return, if somebody is hungry and you just give them vegetarian food without expecting anything in return, somebody is shivering in cold in the winter and you give them a blanket without expecting anything in return, just to help them become a little bit more comfortable, to alleviate their suffering, you give them something without expecting anything in return. That is mode of goodness. But as devotees, as members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, we don't aspire for just the mode of goodness. We definitely don't want mode of ignorance. We do not want mode of passion. We do not even aspire for just the mode of goodness. What we aspire for, what we want, what we strive for is mode of goodness, Shuddha Sattva, mode of pure goodness. And mode of pure goodness means to give that hungry person, impoverished, hungry, poor beggar, feed him or her Krishna Prasad and say Hare Krishna to them. Please accept this Prasad. Feed them Prasad. Make them hear Hare Krishna, Krishna's holy name. Let them eat Krishna's remnants. That is Shuddha Sattva. Charity in the mode of pure goodness. So, goodness is required for maintenance. And Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness is required to develop Krishna Prem. So, Srila Prabhupada is explaining that. And he says, but the spiritual world is not like that. In the spiritual world, the object of worship is always Krishna and nobody else. There is Ananya Bhakti. And in the spiritual world, there is no mode of ignorance, no mode of passion, and no mode of goodness. The spiritual world is beyond the Triguna, the three modes of material nature. And then Prabhupada refers to Mam chayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samantiyaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. That verse, when he says that in the Bhagavad Gita it is said that anyone engaged in the service of Lord is already transcendental to the three modes of material nature. So that is the situation of the devotees. Now, how does such a devotee act? What does such a devotee do? That we will find out from the story of Srila Gauridas Pandit. Srila Gauridas Pandit ki jai. So his Viraha Mahotsav is coming up on Ekadashi. His Tirobhav Tithi. Srila Gauridas Pandit is a very exalted soul. Before we can understand his activities, before we can hear about him, let us understand who he is. What is his identity? Srila Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he explains that there are five principal relationships that we can have with Krishna. Shantaras, mode of neutrality. Dasyaras, servitude to Krishna. Sakhyaras, friendship or fraternality with Krishna. Vatsalya, loving him in the mood of a parent. Paternality, parently love. And finally, the highest rasa, which includes all the other four rasas and more, madhurya ras, to become conjugal lover of Krishna. That is madhurya prem. It is the highest. Now, among the sakhas in sakhyaras, all these devotees in all these rasas are perfected souls. They are worshipable. They are completely satisfied. It is not that someone in the shantaras is hankering for dasyaras, or someone in dasyaras is hankering for sakhyaras, someone in sakhya is hankering for vatsalya, and someone in vatsalya is hankering for madhurya, and someone in the relationship of madhurya prem is hankering for some other rasa. It is never like that. Sometimes devotees ask, is there pizza in Goloka Vrindavan? Is there pasta in the spiritual world? Is there ice cream in the spiritual world? Will we have our own house there in the spiritual world? Can I have the same family members in the spiritual world? Are there games in the spiritual world? Is there like fun? Are there movies in the spiritual world? These questions need to be understood properly in our present state of sadhana bhakti. And we should understand the answer to these questions also. The answer is, the spiritual world is Sat Chit Anand. The spiritual world is eternal, first of all. It is full of bliss, full of ananda, full of pure happiness, pure bliss, and it is full of knowledge. Sat means eternal, chit means full of knowledge, and ananda means full of bliss. The spiritual world and the residents of the spiritual world are eternal, they are full of knowledge and full of bliss. What does this mean? What is the pleasure of watching movie? What is the pleasure of playing cricket or basketball? What is the pleasure of having interactions with our own family members with the same last name, same surname? Mamata. Aham mameti. My brother, my father, my wife, my children, my house, my business, my job, my 401k, my bank balance, my car, my reputation, my company, my degrees, my diplomas. All this is illusion, my dear friends, because all these things have a beginning. The house was constructed. The business was established. You got married. You had a child. So we can see that all these possessions of our so-called possessions about which we are possessive have a beginning, which means it is not eternal. Anything that has a beginning is not eternal. And they also have an end. Everything will be taken away from us at the time of death. Everything, our house, our relationships, everything will be finished at the time of death. And death does not have to come at the age of 85. Death can come today. Death can come tomorrow. Death can come next week. Death can come at any time for any of us. This is a world of death. Martyalok. Samashritam ye padapallava plavam mahat padam punyayasho murare bhavam budhirvatsa padam param padam 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 yad vipadam natesham padam padam yad vipadam. At every step there is danger, at every step there is death in this material world. So all these things can be taken away from us. The happiness of eating ice cream has a beginning and an end. The happiness of playing cricket or basketball has a beginning and an end. There's only so much we can enjoy with our senses. There's only so much we can play, only so much we can watch. Few hours, then we get tired. Okay, I need a break now, I need rest, I'm tired. Ice cream also gets finished and I'm having acidity, or why did I eat so much, or I want another one. There is always lamentation and hankering. Lamentation means, this is over. And hankering means, I want more. Never gives satisfaction. So there is lamentation and hankering in the material world. My dear friends, in the spiritual world, there is no hankering and lamentation. So whether there is ice cream in the spiritual world, whether there is pizza in the spiritual world, whether there is family members in the spiritual world for us that we have in this material world today, whether there are sports and basketball and cricket in the material world or not, this is not the question. This is not the question. Because the fact is, in the spiritual world, there is no hankering and there is no lamentation. To go to the spiritual world, we have to become purified of mundane conceptions. In the spiritual world, we will never feel any hankering for a pizza, or we will never feel lamentation that I don't have ice cream. These desires are purified. These desires are gone. If we want to go to Goloka Vrindavan to eat ice cream or to eat pizza or to have our own little house with our own little family members and have selfish enjoyment there, we will not go anywhere beyond this earth. We will not reach far, my dear friends. We have to give up these concepts. So in the spiritual world, everybody is satisfied. They don't hanker for these things. We will not have this hankering that we have right now for sports and ice cream. That is the spiritual world. In this spiritual world, among the sakhas, there are different categories of sakhas. There are sakhas who are little older than Krishna. So they are Krishna's well-wishers. They look after Krishna's well-being. So they have little bit of vatsalya mixed in their sakhya. Then there are gopas who are slightly older than Krishna. They are a little bit more intimate. They have more of Sakya, very less of Vatsalya. Then there are the Priya Sakhas, the third category. They are almost Krishna's age. They are Krishna's age, more or less. And they are very, very intimate with Krishna. And they play with Krishna. They wrestle with Krishna. They do everything with Krishna. Example is Shridama and Sudama Sakha. There are Dwadasha Gopas. There are 12 principal Gopas, friends of Krishna. Among them, Shridama and Sudama Sakha. Not the Sudama of Sandipani Muni's ashram. So that Sudama is different. There is another Sudama Sakha. Just like the Pandav Arjun is different from the Gopa Arjun. Same name but different entities. So Shridama and Sudama Sakhas, they are the Priya Sakhas of Krishna. They are Krishna's age, very intimate. Same age. They play, wrestle, fight. They feed each other. It's pure Sakya. And beyond that, there's a fourth category in the Sakya Ras. And this is called Priya Narma Sakha. Example is Ujjwal Sakha. Priya Narma Sakhas are so intimate that they are even given access to Krishna's leelas with the gopis of Vrindavan. When Krishna interacts with the gopis of Vrindavan, there are certain very confidential gopas, Krishna's friends, who assist in these pastimes. These are called Priya Narma Sakhas. All Sakhas are not part of Krishna's companions when Krishna reciprocates with the Vraja Gopis. Only very confidential, highly elevated Sakhas have that privilege of serving Krishna by facilitating Krishna's pastimes with his Vrajagopi devotees. And this is done by the Priya Narma Sakhas. And the two principal Priya Narma Sakhas are Ujjwal Sakha and Subala Sakha. Among them, Subala Sakha is most prominent. Subala Sakha is the dearmost friend of Krishna. He has the golden complexion like Srimati Radharani. His clothes are also golden. His eyes are like the petals of a lotus. This Subala Sakha is the most intimate friend, Priya Narma Sakha, of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. He is the topmost among the Dwadasha Sakhas. Subala Sakha. When Krishna came on this earth planet 500 years ago as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Subala Sakha appeared as Gauri Das Pandit. Just imagine the greatness of Gauri Das Pandit. Gauri Das Pandit, who in Goloka Vrindavan in his eternal Siddha Swarup is Subala Sakha, is so dear to Krishna that when Srimati Radharani writes a confidential letter to Krishna, she gives that letter to Lalita Sakhi, Vishakha Sakhi, and they come and they give it to Subala Sakha, and Subala Sakha hands it over to Krishna. So Subala Sakha is the via medium between the gopis of Vrindavan and Krishna. This very, very intimate friend of Krishna, Priya Narma Sakha, Subala Sakha, came as Gauri Das Pandit. Gauri Das Pandit, he had several brothers and one sister. One of his elder brother was Surya Das. And Surya Das had two daughters. Does anyone know their names and the significance?
Janvadasi and Vasudha.
Very good. Is this Kamadaki Mataji?
Yes.
Thank you, Mataji.
Yes.
So Nityananda Prabhu, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur addresses him as Vasudha Janava Patim. He is the husband of Vasudha and Janava. Vasudha and Janava Devi, they were the daughters of Suryadas, who is the elder brother of Gauridas Pandit. So Gauridas Pandit was the paternal uncle of Janava Devi and Vasudha Devi. Just imagine, Janava Devi, the powerful preacher, she was the main acharya of our sampradaya for so many years after the Goswamis, during the generation of Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamananda Pandit. She was the guru for the whole Gaudiya Vaishnava sampradaya. Her paternal uncle was Gauridas Pandit. So their family belonged to a village little north of Navadvip called Shaligram. But later on, with the permission of Suryadas, his elder brother, then Gauridas Pandit relocated to a place which is just across the river Ganga from Shantipur, the place called Ambika Kalna. And Gauridas Pandit lived in Ambika Kalna. And he was, you can imagine, his Subal Sakha. He was such an intimate associate of Sri Gauranga and Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Very, very dear to them. So much so that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu would cross the Ganga and come to Ambika Kalna just to meet Gauridas Pandit. This is during the time before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas. And just when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was almost 24 years old and about to take sannyas, one day he crossed the river in a boat to visit Ambika Kalna so that he could associate with his intimate devotee and friend, Srila Gauridas Pandit. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu crossed the river Ganga from Shantipur to come to Ambika Kalna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was rowing the boat with the oars. And when he crossed over, he took one of the oar with him and he brought it to the house of Gauridas Pandit. Gauridas Pandit's house is right on the bank of Ganga. And he told Gauridas Pandit, I use this paddle, I use this oar to row the boat across the river Ganga and come to meet you. Now you keep this oar as my gift and use this oar to help the fallen conditioned souls of this world to cross over, cross across the ocean of repeated birth and death. Bhavambudhi, the ambudhi, the ocean of bhava, bhava sagar. You take this oar as my tadiya, as my mahaprasad, and use it to help the conditioned souls to go across the bhava sagar, the ocean of material existence. And this oar is still preserved in the house of Gauridas Pandit in Ambika Kalna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally on a palm leaf wrote down the Bhagavad Gita with his own hands, with his own beautiful handwriting. Each alphabet is like a precious jewel, beautiful jewel. And this palm leaf is also still preserved in the house of Gauridas Pandit in Ambika Kalna, in Navadvip Dham. So Gauridas Pandit was a very intimate friend of Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he describes the tree of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is a combined incarnation of Shri Krishna and Srimati Radharani, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. He himself is the trunk of this imperishable, gigantic tree of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the strong trunk
one and the only trunk of this tree. And transcendentally, he himself is the gardener who waters this tree. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the trunk of the tree, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also waters the roots and nourishes the roots of this tree. And this tree is planted on this earth planet. The trunk of the tree is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But a tree is known by its fruits. Isn't it? If you see a beautiful mango tree, you can know the quality of that mango tree by the mango fruits that it gives. Similarly, if it's an apple tree, you can know the quality of that tree by the taste of the juicy, sweet, nectarian apples that it gives. A tree is known by its fruits. This tree of Gaudiya Vaishnavism is also known by its fruits. And the fruits of this tree, imperishable tree of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, whose trunk is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, the fruits of this tree are Krishna Prem, love of Godhead. That is the fruit. Just like a mango tree fruit is mango, apple tree's fruit is apple, Gaudiya Vaishnav tree's fruit is Krishna Prem. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tvise Namaha Krishna Prema Pradayate. And this tree has many branches. There is Advaita Acharya, there is Gadadhara Pandit, there is Srivast Thakur. However, the main branch of this tree that goes straight up, vertically up, the highest branch of this tree is Nityananda Prabhu. Vasudha Janavapatim, that Nityananda Prabhu, is the straight, vertical, central, topmost, highest branch of this tree. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the trunk of this tree. Why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come to this material world? He came for R&D. R&D. What is R and what is D? R is, this is not research and development. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world for R&D. R is relish and D is distribute. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came from Goloka Vrindavan to this earth planet in the material world to relish Krishna Prem, Krishna Naam, Krishna Katha, Radha Bhav. He came to relish and he came to distribute. Relish and distribute. Relish and distribute. Distribute Krishna Prem. Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed his inability in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that I cannot do this alone. I am relishing and I am distributing. But how much can I distribute? There are so many living entities. My parshads, my associates will help me. Will help me. So most of the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the spiritual world, they are manjaris or gopis. For example, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's intimate associate. He is Lalita Sakhi. Ramananda Rai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's intimate associates. He is Vishakha Sakhi. Raghunath Das Goswami, manjari. Rupa Goswami, manjari. Sanatan Goswami, manjari. So most of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates in Gaura Leela, in their Siddha Swarup, in their eternal identity in the spiritual world, they are manjaris and gopis. And most of the associates of Nityananda Prabhu are the sakhas from Goloka Vrindavan. Sakhas. So, and see, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahit Tara Pravartana. We cannot distribute Harinam Sankirtan, we cannot distribute Krishna Prem without Krishna Shakti. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahit Tara Pravartana. Cannot. And the Shakti is called Bala. And the possessor of all this Shakti to distribute is Balaram. Balaram possesses all this Bala, the Shakti to distribute Krishna Prem. Therefore, this Balaram or Nityananda Ram and his followers were the most powerful, most empowered creatures because they have that Shakti, that Bala to distribute Krishna Prem. So this is our Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu's intimate associate was Abhiram Thakur. And Abhiram Thakur is Sridhama Sakha from Golok Vrindavan. Similarly, Nityananda Prabhu's intimate associate and friend was Gauridas Pandit. And Gauridas Pandit, as we discussed, is Subala Sakha. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes that even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the trunk of this tree, the fruits of a tree never grow on the trunk. The fruits of the tree grow on the branches of the tree. Therefore, the branches of this tree of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are the ones who bear the fruits of Krishna Prem. Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhara Pandit, Srivas Thakur, like that. So one of the sub-branches from Nityananda Prabhu's branch is Gauridas Pandit. And it is on these branches that the fruits of Krishna Prem grow, become ripe, and then fall down at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the trunk of the tree. Rebirth. And Srila Prabhupada, in the purport to this verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, writes that our International Society for Krishna Consciousness, with our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, coming directly in line with Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and all our Acharyas, this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON, is also one of the branches of this tree of Sri Chaitanya Dev, Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And we can see that. We can see that. So many temples, so many devotees all over the world. Shri Radhika Krishna Padaravinde Sahasrarichu Shatamandireshu. Shri Radhika Krishna Padaravinde. The lotus feet of Shri Radhika and the lotus feet of Shri Krishna. Pada means feet. Arvinda means lotus. Shri Radhika Krishna Padaravinde Sahasrarichu Shatamandireshu. This is glorification of Srila Prabhupada, our Srila Prabhupada, by his disciple, the illustrious, amazing Kushakrath Prabhu. He writes in Prabhupada Devashtakam, this beautiful Ashtakam, he says, Shri Radhika Krishna Padaravinde Sahasrarichu Shatamandireshu Aropayoyad Madhure Prithivyam Namamitam Shri Prabhupada Devam. Sahasra, Ritshu means hearts. Sahasra means thousands. He planted Aropayad. Aropayad means to place and plant. Aropayad. He planted the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna in the Sahasra Ritshu, in thousands of hearts. Means in the hearts of thousands of people, thousands of disciples. And Shata Mandireshu. And in 100 temples. Because Prabhupada established 108 temples. So in 108 temples, Sahasra, in 100 temples, Srila Prabhupada placed the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. Which means he established the deities of Radha and Krishna in 100 temples. And thousands of hearts. Sahasra Ritshu. Thousands of hearts, Shata Mandireshu. And 100 temples. Aropayad means he placed. Prithive means on this earth. Madhura means very sweet. The sweet bhakti to Radha and Krishna he planted in thousands of hearts and hundreds of temples. To such Srila Prabhupada, I offer my respectful obeisances. Shri Radhika Krishna Padaravinde Sahasrahichu Shata Mandireshu Aropayadyo Prithive Madhuyam Namamitam Shri Prabhupada Devam. So beautiful. So ISKCON is also a branch of this tree of Sri Chaitanya Dev, Gaudiya Vaishnava tree. So we should nourish this tree. We should keep this branch clean. The leaves should be green and healthy, and the fruits should be sweet and juicy and ripe. That is our responsibility, each one of us. Therefore, we have to chant our minimum 16 rounds attentively. We have to study Srila Prabhupada's amazing revealed scriptures that he has given us. This beautiful Srimad Bhagavatam, beautiful Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita as it is. The most essential scripture, Bhagavad Gita. Upadeshamrit, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Ishopanishad. What a library Srila Prabhupada has given us. Amazing prayers of Mukunda Mala Stotra. Amazing library Prabhupada has given us. Let us read these books. Let us discuss these books among each other. Let us study the literature of our Goswami. Let us chant the wonderful bhajans of Narottam Das Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and purify our hearts. Let us be absorbed. Where is the time for movies and sports? Let us absorb. Let us learn how to play kartal, how to play mridang, how to play harmonium. Let us sing bhajans. Let us discuss the scriptures, read the scriptures. Think about our acharyas, think about Krishna. Celebrate the festivals, clean the temple, worship our deities, associate with devotees, help and serve each other. What a beautiful life. And then antakale chamameva smaran muktva kalevaram. And then in the end remember Krishna. That is guaranteed if we live our lives like this. Why not? So Gauridas Pandit is one of the branches, sub-branches of Nityananda Prabhu's tree. So every day, Gauridas Pandit was absorbed in his love and service to Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu realized that now the time for sannyas has come, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be leaving all these loving associates, friends of Navadvip Dham behind, going to Katwa, shave his head, give up his beautiful clothes, get rid of his beautiful jewelry that was gifted to him by his loved ones in Navadvip, wear the drab dress of a sannyasi and go to preach Krishna consciousness. They decided to pay a visit to their intimate friend, Gauridas Pandit. How can we leave? How can we take sannyas and go away without meeting Gauridas Pandit? And Gauridas Pandit was so in sync with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. He was so in tune with their mood that he immediately in his heart understood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to wrap up his leela as Navadvip Chandra. And he is going to become Yati Chudamani, the crest jewel of all sannyasis, and go to Neelachal, Jagannath Puri. He is going to leave all of us behind and take sannyas for the sake of delivering this world. You can imagine how much pained Gauridas Pandit must be at heart, because Gauridas Pandit's whole life was serving Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would invite Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home. Every day he would cook for Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would welcome them. He would wash their lotus feet. He would make them sit in a comfortable place. He would cook beautiful fragrant rice steeped in ghee for them. He would cook at least 6 or 7 different vegetables every day for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Just imagine. And he would prepare equal number, 6 or 7 different sweet preparations, Bengali sweets. Just talking about it makes my mouth water. Kauridas Pandit, Subala Sakha, with his own loving hands, he would cook. Not using MTR masala, not using Everest masala. Each and every spice and herb he used to grow or get from the market. With his own loving hands, he used to grind these spices. He would choose each and every vegetable with his own hands, wash it in Gangajal. Each and every grain of rice he would personally inspect. And with his own loving hands, he would create a fire in the kitchen. He would get milk from the cows. He would make it into ghee. He would cook each and everything. The sandesh, the rasgulla, everything he would cook with his own hands on the chulha. Fresh every single day after finishing his bhajan and sadhana. It used to take him hours to prepare one meal for his beloved Gaura Nityananda. But he would do it every day. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda would personally come many times, and sometimes they would just offer his, they would just accept his offerings mentally. But every single day, the life of Gauridas Pandit was to cook and feed Gaur Nityananda. That was his life and soul. He loved to cook for them. But now he was becoming little old. He was much older than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just like Srivas Thakur was older. Just like Murari Gupta was much older. So almost father's age, Murari Gupta was. So similarly, Gauridas Pandit also was older. And now he was becoming little aged. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda told him that every day you make this beautiful different types of rice. You make 6 or 7 different vegetables. Some dry vegetables, some gravy vegetables, some green vegetables, some different colored vegetables. And you make 6 or 7 different sweets for us every single day. And you feed us huge quantities every day. But it pains us to see you labor so hard, right from getting the ingredients, cleaning the ingredients, mixing the ingredients, making the fire, cooking for us, serving us, feeding us, and then clean up. Everything you are doing single-handedly for us, you have even given up association of your family. And all day, you're just engaged in serving us, cooking for us. Please, please, Gauridas, don't labor so hard. Your body has become frail and old. Don't work so hard to cook for us. Gauridas Pandit became enraged at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. And he told them in a fit of rage, controlling, restraining his anger. He said, all right, I will not cook for you from tomorrow. I will just serve you some rice and some shak. I will make one vegetable for you only from tomorrow. And no sweet. And next day, Gauridas Pandit again cooked multiple preparations of rice, 6 or 7 vegetables and 6 or 7 different sweets. That was his love. But he had this love where he could chastise them, he could become angry at them. And Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loved to accept his offerings because they were steeped, they were saturated with his pure love. But today was the last visit to the house of Gauridas Pandit in Ambika Kalna because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to take sannyas. So he gave this oar with which he had rowed the boat as a gift to Gauridas Pandit. He gave the Bhagavad Gita, his own personal copy, to Gauridas Pandit. and did not say anything, but Gauridas Pandit understood that he is going to leave. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu were relishing the feast that Gauridas Pandit had cooked with so much love, with his own loving hands, and served them, as they were eating, there was a uncomfortable silence and pain in the room that day because of the impending separation. You see, Gauridas Pandit loves Gaur Nitai more than anything. Subal Sakha loves Krishna Balram more than anything. My dear friends, it is said that when Krishna and Balram left Vrindavan and went to Mathura, and then later on they went to Dwarka, the Vrajavasis all stayed back in Vrindavan, hoping that someday Krishna and Balram will come back and we have to keep Vraja just the way it was, so that when they come, we can serve them. Because this is the place where they get maximum happiness. So we'll maintain Vraja just the way it was. Will preserve their beautiful footprints in the Vraja Raj as the most precious ornament of Vraja Bhumi. It is said that this earth is Bhudevi. She is the wife of Krishna. When Krishna came as Varahadev, he married Bhudevi, earth. So Mother Earth is Lakshmi Devi herself, Bhudevi. And the most beautiful part of the body of a chaste wife is the sindoor in the center partition of her hair on the forehead, upper part of the forehead. That sindoor is the most beautiful part of the body of a woman, chaste wife, because that sindoor is the sign of her chastity. So similarly, Lakshmi is the most chaste wife of Krishna. And the sindoor on her matha, the sindoor on her forehead is Vraja Bhumi. The sindoor of the earth planet is Vraja Bhumi. The decoration of the earth planet is Vraja Bhumi. And the decoration of the decoration are the Charan Chinna, the beautiful footprints marked with the 19 auspicious symbols of Krishna and Balram. The footprints of Krishna are the decoration of Vraja Bhumi, which is the decoration of the earth planet. This is what our acharyas explain. How beautiful is this? So the Vrajavasis said, we will wait. We'll wait, we'll burn in the fire of separation, but we'll wait. Somehow we'll maintain our lives in the hope, in the anticipation that Krishna will come back to Vraja Bhumi and we can serve him again, just like the old times. But there was one devotee who could not bear to live in Vrindavan without Krishna and Balram. And that was our Subal Sakha. Subal Sakha was the only Brajavasi who left Vrindavan when Krishna and Balram left. He said, I will not stay. I cannot stay in Vrindavan. He said that just like a honeybee drinks honey from a flower, but when the flower is depleted of its honey, when there is no longer honey in the flower, the honeybee just goes away, abandons that flower. Subala Sakha said, similarly, my Madhu, Madhu means Krishna, Madhu also means honey, and Madhusudan means is another name for Krishna. So now that my Madhu, my honey has left this flower of Vrindavan, I am a honeybee who is always wanting to drink the nectarian honey of Krishna. I will leave this flower because now there is no more Krishna, no more Balram, there is no rasa in Vrindavan. Without Krishna and Balram, Vrindavan holds no attraction in my heart. I will just go. And like a walking corpse, like a walking dead body, he just left. Such was the love of Subala Sakha. The same Subala Sakha has come as Gauridas Pandit. And now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are going to go away. Mahaprabhu is going to take sannyas and go away. Can you imagine how Gauridas Pandit was feeling? His life and soul was to cook for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu and feed them. But after taking sannyas, Mahaprabhu will no longer eat all this opulent food. He will perform the austerities of a sannyasi. He will not go so much to the homes of the same people. He will be traveling. Parivrajakacharya. He will go away. Gauridas Pandit was heartbroken and he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that please don't go. He had tears flowing from his both eyes. His hands were trembling. He said, I am weak, I am old. Please don't do this to me. Don't leave Navadvip Dham. Don't leave me and go. Stay with me. I need you every day. You tricked me in your previous incarnation as Krishna. You tricked the gopis. You told us you will come back and you never came back. You are a trickster. But please don't trick me now. I will not be able to take it. If you trick me and go away, trick me with your word jugglery, I will die. Please, please. All I'm saying is, don't go. Please don't go. I will not be able to bear separation from you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Gauridas Pandit, my dear Gauridas, I will never leave you. Gauridas Pandit said, I know you are going to leave me. There is some trick in this. You are going to come up with some word jugglery. I know it. I know you. You are my naughty friend. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled. He said, I will never leave you. I will stay with you always in the form of my deity, my Archavigraha. See, I told you going to do some jugglery, some trick, and you are going to leave me. I don't want your deity, I want you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, first let me give you deities. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, it is said, there are different versions, but the version that I like in my own heart is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, with their own loving hands, they carved the deities right then and there, which were non-different from them, and gifted those deities to Gauridas Pandit and named them Gaura Nityananda, Shri Shri Gaura Nityananda. They made their own deities and they gave Gauridas Pandit and said, we will live with you in the form of these deities. So see, Gauridas Pandit is saturated with love. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Gauridasa Pandit Yara Premondanda Bhakti Krishna Prema Dite Nite Dhare Mahashakti. Gauridas Pandit has got Premodanda Bhakti, Uddanda, topmost elevated bhakti, Krishna Prema. And Krishna Prema Dite, he has the power to give it. Dhare Mahashakti. This is Gauridas Pandit, very, very elevated person. And his love is so great that by his love, he is rendering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu powerless to leave him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving him his own vigraha and saying that this is me. And Nityananda Prabhu is saying, this is me. As Gaur Nityananda, your own vigraha, archa vigraha, we will stay with you. We will eat whatever you cook every day. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Nama vigra swarupa tina eka rupa tine bheda nahi tina
Chidananda Rupa.
What a beautiful verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Das Kaviraj is saying,
Nama Vigra Swarupa Tina Eka Rupa. Nam, Krishna Nam.
Vigraha, Krishna Vigraha, the deity. And Swarup means Krishna himself, Bhagwan.
Tina Eka Rupa.
All three are one, they are non-different.
Tina Bhede Nahi.
There is no difference among these three forms of Krishna. He himself, Bhagwan, Swarup, his deity, Vigraha, and his Nam.
Tina Chidananda Rupa.
All three are Satchidananda, transcendentally blissful forms. Chidananda Rupa. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining this principle to Gauridas Pandit and through Gauridas Pandit to all of us, that the deities that we have in the temple, the deities that we worship at home, Pratima Nahi Tumhi Sakshat Vrajendra Nandana. You are not a Pratima, you are not a statue. You are Sakshat Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu told Gauridas Pandit, you can bathe us, you can dress us, you can put us to rest, you can wake us up, you can feed us, you can talk to us. We'll stay with you as deities. But Gauridas Pandit was very intelligent. He said, okay, then why don't you do this? Why don't you stay with me and let these deities who can wake up, who can sleep, who can talk, who can eat, who can walk, let them go. Let them go. Let the deities go. But you too, my beloved Gaurnita, you stay with me right here in this house. You are not going anywhere. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda looked at each other, shrugged their shoulders, said, okay, we will stay and let these deities of Gaur and Nityananda go. And exactly as they had said, Gaur and Nityananda, they jumped down from the altar of Gauridas Pandit and they started walking out of the door. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu stood there like statues. So Gauridas Pandit saw that, oh, now they have become deities and the deities have started walking away like humans. What is going on? He said, no, wait. You told me I have a choice, right? So now I choose that. He pointed towards Gaur Nitai, who are now standing like statues, that you go, and the Gaur Nitai and the deities who are walking out, he said, you come back, you come, you stay with me, and you go. So then Gaur Nitai started walking away, and Gaur Nitai and the deities, they walked back, and they stood on the altar. And then he saw that now they have stood like deities, and Chaitanya and Nityananda are walking away. So no, stop, wait. Again, now you stay, and deities, you go. Like that. So back and forth, he did multiple times. And then he realized that there is absolutely no difference between Nam, Vigraha, and Swarup. There is no difference. And then finally, Gaur and Nityananda, the beautiful deities, they stayed with Gauridas Pandit and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. They went back to Navadvip. So through this beautiful Leela, we can understand the philosophy that the deities are Sakshad Krishna. It is a special form of Krishna, where Krishna is not necessarily going to annihilate the demons or, take care of himself. Vigraha. Archa Vigraha is a very special incarnation of Krishna, where Krishna is so maddened with love for his devotee to whom he has appeared that he wants the devotee to do everything. He is completely surrendering to the seva and love of that devotee. You put me to bed. You wake me up. You talk to me. You sing to me. You feed me. You dress me, you bathe me, you do everything for me. I am just going to accept your service. I am yours. Krishna is saying, I am yours. We pray to Krishna that, Krishna, I am yours. But when Krishna comes as a deity, Krishna is telling us, my dear devotee, from today, I am yours. And as devotees, we should look at our beloved deities and say, you are mine. That is what we can learn from Gauridas Pandit's pastime. Krishna uses his devotees to teach us these beautiful things. The leelas of Gauridas Pandit continue. There are beautiful pastimes with his disciple, Hridayananda, who became Hriday Chaitanya Das. But we don't have time. It is 8:49. So maybe some other time we can discuss more details about Gauridas Pandit. And his samadhi is there in Vrindavan Dham. Gauridas Pandit, his GTs are still there, Gaur Nityananda. That Bhagavad Gita is there, handwritten by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the oar of that boat is also there. So if we go to Ambika Kalna, we can have nice darshan of these beautiful deities. So with these words, we will conclude today's narration. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Gauridas Pandit ki jai, Srila Rupa Goswami ki jai, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much for beautifully explaining what we should aspire for by sharing examples for our material desires versus spiritual. So thank you so much, Adi Vidyadhara Prabhu.
Thank you, Mataji. May I know your good name, Mataji?
Prabhuji, I'm Lakshmi.
Faneshwari Lakshmi Mataji?
Lakshmi. I'm from Omaha, Nebraska, Prabhu.
Okay. Thank you very much, Lakshmi Mataji. It's very nice to talk to you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. Oh, what a wonderful class, Prabhuji. This explaining that tree, trunk and branches and the fruit was the best way to understand this whole thing. Thank you very much for that. And the fruits and comparing Srila Prabhupada, the fruits was amazing. Thank you very much. And the story, all those stories about the deities were amazing too. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. May I know your good name?
This is Anil from Austin, Texas.
Anil Prabhu. Thank you so much, Anil Prabhu. Thank you so much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Adi Gadadhar Das. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Gurudev ki jai, Srila Radha Gopinath ki jai. There is no words of your seva, Prabhuji. In one lecture, you may be prepared for month or 2 months, Prabhuji. You give so many letters to us, Prabhuji. You will take in Sridham Vrindavan Dham. Sometimes you take in Mayapur Dham, Chitanecharamrut Lila. And then, Prabhuji, you explain about the Subala and Gopis, and they are the... where they are taking the message to Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani, that seva, then Hajanan Pandit, and then last, Prabhuji, you explained the fruit one, and we have to, very nicely, that our deities, our Sisi Radha, Sisi Jagannath Bhagavan, Subhadarani, Sisi Gaur Nitai, they are in our house, they are live. We have to do puja like in a temple, and we have to so sincerely do our puja 3 times or 4 times. We have to offer the food. Prabhuji, it's just too hard. Every time you are inspiring us, correcting us, guide us. Thank you very much. And one more thing, you explained that Prabhupada gave us such a big library, like Bhagavatam, Sisi Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mukundalila, and Upanishad, so many things. But what we are reading, Prabhuji? Only 15 minutes? No, Prabhuji. We have to read sincerely. You every time inspire us. Thank you very much. Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai ho, Gopinath ki jai ho.
Thank you very much,
Srinda Gopika Mataji. I transfer all your kind words of appreciation and encouragement to Srila Prabhupada and all our gurus. Thank you so much for your kind words. I'm always your servant. Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, we become a light ka 0.0 sincere. You are so sincere, so high level. But pray for us that whatever you teach us, preach us, we will spread to all Vaishnava. Like, please pray for us that at least 1% we get sincerity to pray whatever you preach us, you guide us, you inspiring us.
Yes, Mataji, my humble prayers and good wishes are always there with you. And likewise, I am totally 100% dependent on your blessings and prayers, all of you. Dasosmi. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, very wonderful nectarian katha. Thank you, Hare Krishna. This is Komodaki Dasi.
Thank you, Komodaki Mataji. All glory to Srila Prabhu Sahib. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mataji, go ahead.
No, Maharaj, please go ahead.
You speak whatever is in your heart.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Adiga Dada Prabhuji. This is Rajeshwari here. Thank you very, very much for a wonderful class. Prabhuji, every Sunday I used to have other prior engagements, so I was never able to attend your live Sunday Bhagavatam class, but I would always listen to the recordings. Today probably is the first day I'm having the opportunity to listen to your Bhagavatam class live, and I feel very fortunate, Prabhuji. Thank you very much. I really liked, I was always fascinated by this pastime of the deities with the Gaudiras Pandit. I had heard it many times before, and thank you very much for reiterating that the deities are non-different from Krishna and they live with us in our homes. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Just wanted to say that. And I feel very fortunate, again, to be in your class. Thank you very much. And I look forward to our class.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Adigadar Guru.
Hare Krishna, yeah. Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet.
One good Dhanabhi, all and all the devotees you inspire, actually, the kind of inspiration you throw, it lasts beyond even 1 week. So we feel the vibrations of the last week and continue. So it's very, 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 very spiritually gratifying. Still, certain points I just want to share. You wonderfully explained the parampara aspect, you know, the fruit coming on the branches. And if we see our ISKCON society, what Srila Prabhupada and Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji Goswami. So the three main branches, you know. So if you see Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, they come from one of the three. And in Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they all combine, and this is how our parampara lies. The lineage of Bhaktivinoda Thakur is from Nityananda Vansha. Then Gaur Kishore Das Babaji is coming from Advaita Vansha, and Jagannath Das Babaji comes from the third Gadadhar Vansha, or maybe Gaur Kishore Das Babaji comes from Gadadhar trunk or branch, and Sarvabhaum Jagannath Das Babaji comes from Advaita Vansha. So they all three branches now combine in Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, because he got the mercy of all three. you know, Jagannathas Babaji, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and Gaurkishoredas Babaji. So this is how uniquely this trunk coming from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that we get the fruits and the combined nectar of all three branches. There was one point I just wanted to share. And regarding this deity pastime which you initiated, you must have gone to Ambika Kalna, correct?
Yes, Maharaj, yes.
Every time one goes to Mayapur, one must visit Ambika Kalna. That's my rule. And it is such that the pujari there, they are so happy to see all these Kon devotees, because Kon devotees have shown so much reciprocation with him. So that was wonderful. And I request that it should be the aspiration of every sadhaka to visit those deities. And the deities started walking. So that shows that deities listens, walks, talks, which generally people don't understand. So in that regard, there is one little story. There were two friends just to capture what wonderful thing you said. In our practical life, although we philosophize things and hear the pastimes, and still our faith, because it is not so deep rooted, sometimes they just become stories. They don't become part of our sentiment and emotion. So there were two friends, very, 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 like langotia yaar hote hai na, bahut hi, very strong friends. But as they growing up, they went to different locations, started a career and different. And after a long time, they are meeting. So after they separated, they had association of two different kind of people. One had the association of devotees, the Lord, Vaishnavas, and other had the association of apparent devotees, the impersonalists. You know? So we know the their different aspects. So when they met again, and eventually they also shared their spiritual spiritual aspirations and understanding, and they would agree on most of the things. And because they were very strong friends, they never fought. They just but this impersonalist friend, he would say, we agree on everything, but one thing bothered him about the Vaishnava friend. What was that? That he would insist on going to the temple every day. And so the impersonalist friend, he will also join him. But one day, out of joke, you know, just to bring out what was in his mind, he said, we agree on everything, but can you tell me why you, we also agree that God is everywhere, then why you insist to go to temple every day? So now, what the Vaishnava friend said, it completely establishes what you described so wonderfully. The Vaishnava friend said, yes, I know that God is everywhere, but I cannot see Him. So whenever I feel strong desire to see Him, I go to temple. And in the temple, He is captured. Although Krishna is everywhere, it is very difficult to capture Him, you know. But in the temple, He manifests in this Archa Vigraha, and a devotee can capture Him. Yes, Krishna, I found it. That's why the devotees in the devotional mood, when the temple opens, they are saying, wow, waiting for Krishna and everything. So that came to the mind. And we can also, when we see the deity, we should start cultivating this mood that we are seeing directly Krishna. And if Krishna wishes, He can speak to us and reciprocate. He does so many things, wonderful. Okay, one question I have. Is it okay?
Maharaj?
No, I want you to explain. You quoted this beautiful sloka, Samashritaye Padapallava Plavam. I want for Vaishnava's enlightenment, you give the answer that how is it that the ocean is very vast, correct? And by taking the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, and the ocean becomes like Bhavambudhi Vatsapadam, of the size of the hoof print of a calf. So how we understand this phenomenon? The ocean becomes like the boat, you know. The what is the boat to cross the ocean, and what is its nature, and how it happens? My question is specifically: those who take shelter of the boat of lotus feet of Krishna. So if they transfer Gau Sagar ke paar ho gaye, matlab they cross over, then the boat is there, na? Boat has reached the other side, and how the boat will come back? So can you throw some light on that?
Maharaj, I'll be very grateful if you explain.
No, you explain because we want to hear from you. Because this is a very special point in Srimad Bhagavatam, and I was very delighted to hear that you made that quotation.
So, yes, Maharaj, with your permission, just to try to please you, I will speak. But then you give your corrections and your additional commentary, please.
I can only glorify you.
No, Maharaj. So, in Bhagavatam, this verse is there. Samashritam ye padapallava plavam. Padapallavam means this boat that carries us across. Mahat padam punya yasho murare bhavam budhi vatsa padam 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 yat vipadam natesha. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he explains that the process of bhakti, shravan kirtanam adi, the process of Krishna bhakti is the boat, if I remember correctly, and the favorable winds are what are the favorable winds, Maharaj? I'm forgetting the exact analogy.
The
Shastra, huh? The revealed scriptures, they are the favorable wind. And who is the boatman, Maharaj? Again, I am not able to.
Sadguru.
Sadguru, spiritual master. Thank you. So spiritual master is the boatman, and with this boat, in this boat of devotional service, with the spiritual master at the helm and the favorable winds of the revealed scriptures guiding us in the right direction, we can cross over this ocean easily with the help of this boat. Is that okay, Maharaj, or did I make some mistake?
Yes, everything you are speaking is okay. There is one additional thing which is our Acharya is explaining on this sloka.
Yes, please, Maharaj, please go ahead.
The process of following in the disciplic succession. You know, so when the boat, all these things you wonderfully described. So if boat, those who board on this boat, it goes the other side. So what happens if the boat has gone other side, everybody has transferred to the absolute realm, the boat is on the other side, what will happen to us who are stuck here? So on this point, the Acharya has explained that by the inconceivable potency of the Lord, is those who board on the boat, the unlimited ocean becomes like the hoof print of the calf. So those who boarded on this plane, on this boat, they cross over, and because the ocean has shrunk very very small into small, so boat still remains on the same side as ours. So in the future generations also, those who are suffering in the unlimited ocean of nations, they can still board on this boat can cross over, because the boat stays on this side only. Apparently, it goes the other side, but the boat remains. So that is the disciplic succession of this explained. That somehow or other, boat remains on this side only, although it crosses over, because the ocean inconceivably becomes like the size of the hoof print of a calf. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much, Bhakti Swarup Govinda Maharaj. Thank you so much. That was wonderful. Best part of the class was your comments in the end. Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj. Thank you very much.
We cannot describe how many wonderful points you shared, and your enthusiasm. I pray, Guru Gauranga, that it becomes so contagious to all of us that we absorb in the scriptures and everything very wonderfully, because such a rare opportunity given to all of us, we cannot fathom. Actually, our absorption should be that unlimited mercy yet to come. We cannot afford to become saturated by that "I got enough." We can never afford to take this risk of thinking that "I got enough mercy." Because then Krishna will say, "Well, then you are on your own." We cannot afford to uninvolve Krishna, or possibility of uninvolving Krishna in our spiritual journey. Because so much conditioning is still very, very deep-rooted. And what we are adopting through this culture also, you know, it becomes like our adoption heavy, but we should be very watchful. The deep-rooted conditioning is still very, 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 very deep. And as we pour more and more water, we must observe that more and more dirt only is coming out. So the thinking that I became so purified or anything, it will be very dangerous. Rather, we must involve Krishna in spite of doing all our sadhana and everything. Krishna, without your interjection, or without your pulling me forward, there is no way, in spite of my all effort, even 24/7. That is where the Gopi Bhava comes in the picture. Mahaprabhu wants to give the ultimate message of Gopi Bhava. That in spite of doing all our things, still without Krishna's involvement, we will be left out. So that's why we have to sustain our crying out in desperation for Krishna. Without that, sometimes we can hear wonderful things, and still our previous conditioning and residual effect of our conditioning, they very easily can take over. We have to sustain our desperation for Krishna's involvement. That is the thing. So thank you very much, because this is very, very much required, that somebody imbued in the thoughts of Krishna's pastimes and Mahaprabhu's pastimes, especially. It's such a delight, and just to ignite our incessant flow of crying out in desperation. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. Dandavat Pranam. Please give me permission to add one more point. Maharaj, Satchidananda Maharaj told in one lecture in Italy that Radhanath Maharaj is also there, that observe in the Leela. So whenever we hear from the senior Vaishnava and Maharaj, we totally observe in the Leelas, Maharaj. So thank you very much, Maharaj, your association. Thank you very much, Adikata Dardas. And thank you very much, all preachers, association to us. Dhan Gat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Mataji, Mataji, your enthusiasm and your appreciation is very, very touching the heart. But we need the blessings from all the Vaishnavas that we can sustain this mood and in pure appreciation of other Vaishnavas. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Maharaj.
As there are no more questions now, we would like to close the call. Vancha kaltarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo nama nama. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much. Jai Shila
Prabhupada.